Weiter in Shas, we are in Shavuos of Yud Aleph, picking up on the very top line of Yud Aleph. I'm going to take you back just a moment to Yud Aleph Beis, by the middle of the page, because over there as we started a little bit of a discussion over there, and Ula said in the name of Rav Yochanan that if you have a Tamid that the Tzibur doesn't need it anymore, you can be Poda even if it's Tamim. And on that, Rabbi came along and he said this idea over. Rav Chista said, well, who said what you're saying over here? Who's saying such a wild idea? V'chi Kedusha, you want to say this Kedusha to Ranaichan Holcha, where did this Kedusha go? Amalei, he says, what, you don't hold of such a concept that we don't say this question of where did the Kedusha go? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah that Moser HaKetores, the Ketores is left over, Mayu Osim, but what did they do with the extra Ketores at the end of the year? This is all yesterday, so I'm going a little quick. But Frisha Mimeno, Shachar Umdin, what we do is we switch it over, Mechal and Osal and Mos, and then we Remchal it. Venos and Osal, Umdin, Beschar and Mechosim, Lokan and Osal, Mitrum and Chadasha, we go and we take it again from a Trum and Chadasha. So we see indeed that we do this type of thing over here where we are pulled at something which is Tamim, and we don't ask the question of where exactly did it go. So what are you asking a problem here as well, right? Vayim anema kedushas aran lehichan holcha. So Amalei said back to him, Ketores kamar? How do you bring me around from Ketores? Shiny Ketores, that's different. And now we're up to Yod Aleph and Aleph, the kedushas damim. That's just kedushas damim. It doesn't have kedushas haguf. And therefore, yes, you're able to go ahead to be poded and be mechalit. That's not an issue over here. Says Gemara, but El Me'atav, that's really true. If that's what you want to say, that the Ketores only has kedushas damim, then loti pasel b'ful yom. She says, Im Nagaba. If that's really true, it shouldn't become possible if a Tful Yom goes ahead and touches it. Tful Yom is somebody who went to the mikvah, but they didn't yet have Harav Shemesh. The night didn't yet come, and therefore there's still this level of Tumos is on. So, Alam Tanya. So why do we say that Nitub Machteshes, that if you go and you put the Ketores in the Machteshes, then if Selis with Tful Yom, it will become possible that Tful Yom, I don't get it. It shouldn't be no problem over here. It's not even considered like a cliché for it, and therefore it shouldn't have an issue altogether. So it must be we're saying that Takahid is Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. Says the Gemara V'chitim, and if you want to try to say, no, Kol Kedushas Damim Nifsali B'Tful Yom. Any Kedushas Damim, even something which is just sanctified based off the idea of Damim, of cash money, is going to be possible with the Tful Yom. Right? If that's what I say, well, tonight we have a Mishnah which says clearly not like that. A Mishnah in Me'ilu, which says, HaMenachos Mo'olim Behen Mishehu Kedushu. The Menachos, from the time that you're Makdash them, they take on the status of Me'ila, can be applied to them. That is, if someone goes and they use it, they're over an Isser of Me'ila. Rashi says, HaMenachos means Milchas Yachid. Molin Bam me Shahukadush Rashas Gadushas Damimba Miilas Miilahi. That yet, but when is that true? Kachu Bakli, that's one thing, something which is Muktash Bakli, and Rashi says, Havi Lazar Vinisni Bakli Sharis, Hukshuli possible Tful Yom over Muchusar Kipurim U Belina. Right, so then all of a sudden it gets a status. So what's going to be? It can be possible with the Tful Yom and Mechusar Kippurim, that somebody who didn't yet bring a kapara, finish it up by bringing a karban. Ubalina, something which is left over at night, which is teaching you Kachu Bekli in, only something that was Muktash Bekli, then it hits that status over there, that a Tful Yom will do that to it. Lo Kachu Bekli, lo, but if it wasn't Kachu Bekli, then this wouldn't have the same situation over here, because all it has here is Kedushas Damim, and they're not going to be puzzled through Tful Yom. So when the Brisa says that the Ketores that's put into its Machteshes, into the mortar, can be possibly from Tful Yom, clearly it's saying that what does it do to it? It makes it into Kedushas Haguf, and therefore knocks off Rav Chista, who says not like that. And now we understand that just like Ketores, you can go ahead and you can be poded, even though it doesn't have any sort of mum, so too you can do it by the animal as well, you shouldn't have a question. Frankly, my Elamai, so what do you want to say right now? Elamai Kedushas Haguf, you want to claim that this thing over here, that the incense, once it's put into the Ketores, into the Machteshes, you want to say it's Kedushas Haguf? Elamayata, if that's true, then tipasa belina. It should become puzzled through lina. Lina is when you leave something overnight. Alamatanan. So why do we have a Mishnah in Me'ila? The Mishnah is talking about any, you know, part, the parts of any mincha that get burned, besides the three types of minchas that are burnt in the entirety, and the incense that is brought onto the inner mizbeach. It says hakomets, vehalavona, veakitaris, uminchas kohanim, uminchas kohen meshuach. Oh, Menchas Nesachim, Molim Bahem, Misha Hukdashu, Kachu Bekli, Hukshuli Pasabat Ful Yom, Uchusar Kippurim, u'be'lina. The Komeitz Rashi says is we're talking about a year of a minchas yachid. That's an individual goes ahead and he does a mincha. Do Komeitz, you grab the flour and you do a sort of special procedure with your fingers to spread it out. The halavona is a minchas yachid. That is the frankincense. And vakitaris, which is what we were dealing with. O minchas kohanim, the mincha of a kohen, Rashi says is shahi kalil, it gets all eaten up. In the nikmetis, you don't do any kmitz over there. O minchas kohen meshuach, Rashi says chavite, the pancakes of the kohen gadol, shabachol yom, machitzisa baboka, machitzisa baref, every day they have half the morning, half the night. O minchas nesachem, Rashi says a bayim, a behem, that comes with the animal, shalosh asronim, three asronim, the pyre, vishnei asronim, the ayo, vishnei asronim, the kevas, kulon kill, it's all burnt up. All these things become Eila from the times they are huktash. That is, you say, this is hektish, even just with your mouth, you maktish it. Mekotcha b'kli, when you go weiter into a kli itself, once you maktish them in a kli, so then huchshu li pasal b'tful yom, then they become ro'oi, they can be fit to become pasal through the tful yom, u'b'mechusar kippurim, and with mechusar kippurim, right, through someone who's lacking kapara, but that doesn't mean the carbon yet, ubalina, or if you leave it overnight. Okay, so both mishnayos, the ones that we saw on Daf Yod and Mi'ila and then on Tes, they bring the menachos that are going to get Mi'ila, well, even though they are only kedushas damim, but they have to become kedushas aguf in order to get to a point of tful yom, or somebody, let's say, who's mechusar kippurim or left overnight. So it come out that this list could have been put into one thing, and Rashi explains the final part of each Mishnah shows additional laws that apply only to the ones that are in the Mishnah and their respective Mishnahs. And for that reason, they're put into different things. So now, says the Gemara, what's the issue now? Kachu b'kli in. The Mishnah is showing that these things, only if they're mekudosh in a kli, then they get kedushas guf, and then they're going to be a problem of lean overnight. Lo kachu b'kli lo. But if you weren't mekudosh, if you didn't Makdish them in a kli, in a vessel, then they're not going to become pasul. Clearly, the Machteshes does not put it to the status of where it's Kedushas Haguf. That goes against what Rabbah wants to say. Amalei, Rabbah says back, no, Lina comment, what are you doing over here? Bringing a discussion about Lina, leaving something overnight to bring me your eye over here? Shiny Kedush is different. Tol v'tzirasa v'chol ha'shana kula. Because the appearance of it remains the same during the entire year. Since this Ketores doesn't become spoiled, it doesn't become, it doesn't become disgusting, it doesn't have a set time that has to be used, and therefore, this idea of Lina doesn't apply to it, even if it reaches a state of Kedushas HaGuf, right? Therefore, we don't have a problem. Which comes out at the end that these things are Kedushas HaGuf, the Ketores, and the animal, which is how we started the Toshtik over here. And therefore, you can go ahead and you can be Mechal of these things, even though they're still Tamim, even though it didn't get a mom. You come back on Kasha. Effectively, Mark still, he does have a good Kasha over here. Rashi is being between and being Ketores. I don't care what you're talking about over here. Rechi Kedusha, behind Lehechan Olcha, where did the Kedusha Taka go? Where did it leave? It still have Kedusha over there. How could it be this Ketores and this animal over here for the Tzibor that didn't become any mob over here? How could it be? You could be podi, you could redeem it. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, oh, tell you why. Because leave Bezin Mastalim. Bezin makes a Tanai about them. Tanai. Rashi says, B'shasta Kicha, the low Lictish who Kedushas HaGuf, Ella Hatzrichan Lashana, Chomid and Tzibur, Nosin Bezin Leif. And that is that they said at the time that they actually take it, that it's not going to be Muktash Kedushas HaGuf, except for that which is needed for that year. And anything of the Tzibur, they would do this thing. That's what they would go ahead and they would do it. So now it says, Leif Bezin Mastalim, Hutzrichu Hutzrichu. The Lav, but if not, then you live the meme. It should just be for its money. So, in this type of situation, the guitarist, or if you have the kach of the tzibor that are left at the end of the year, you can go and you could sell it because they don't have Kedushas HaGuf. Amar le'abaye, Abaye says to Rabbah, Aiva, Mar hu da'amar. What do you mean? You're the one in Temura that came and said, Hikdish zachar le'damav. If someone was makdish, his animal, for its damim, Rashi's Mesachas Temura. Your makdish zachar le'damav. Hikdish ayil le'damav. You know, you have a ram for its value. Kadosh kedusha to guf. It takes on a kedusha of guf. Rashi says, Ve'inu nimkar. Can't sell it. Me'achar she'akdisho. Your makdish it. Ve'hu atzmo ro'oi le'akrava. And in itself, it's to be brought as a carbon. Inu yosem b'dir zveach. It's not able to go and leave the zveach. Ve'achanami. Lamai Mahani tonight to leave Bezim. We don't care if Bezim meet this time here. Ki Aminin Nami Yulu Demeim Katsi Luhu Lugufayu. Even if you want to say it's for its money, it still takes on the Kedushas HaGuf itself. Therefore, this should be a problem over here. Even making this tonight, it says we're a Lokasha. Ha da'amar l'dimei ola. In case of the ram automatically goes to a state of kedushas aguf, even though you aren't different from the damim, as when someone says, let the money of the ram that you sell be used for buying an ola. Ha da'amar l'dimei nechasim nesachim. Right, so in the case where he says l'dimei ola, sorry, nothing doing. Since this ola itself can be brought as that, you're going to buy something for it for an ola, and this can be brought as an ola, therefore that it takes on kedusha aguf. Ha da'amar l'dimei nesachim. The other one's talking about, no, let's use it to sell it for the dimei nesachim, and this itself can't be used for dimei for nesachim, therefore it actually is going to work. Esvei Abaye comes along and he asks, now, this is again Akasha on Rabbah. You want to say you can make this tanai over here? Par v'sar shiyom kippurim sha'avdu. Let's say the par, the bull, and the sa'ir, the he-goat of Yom Kippur, if they end up getting lost. This is a way back to the Yumid days. If it ends up getting lost. V'hifresh achirim tachtem. What you do is you separate others in place of them. Right? Okay, now you got to bring a carbon, right? So what you do, you get other ones in place of them. Beep, turn the page. Yud alfim beis. V'chein si'iri avodah zarah sh'avdu. Also, let's say if you have si'iri avodah zarah, you're going to do a kapara for avodah zarah that the community has been involved with. And they also end up getting lost. Rashi says a few lines down that v'chein si'iri avodah zarah, si'bor shechatub avodah zarah, b'horas beizin, where they end up doing a sin of avodah zarah through the hara, the instruction of beizin, mevi'in par la'ola, v'sari l'chatos, k'desu v'parashat shlach l'chav, oso sayer, matandomo ala parochas, you put the dam on the parochas, v'al mizbeach azov, k'damer mizvach, b'perach beis shamay. So v'chein si'iri avodah zarah sh'avdu, v'hifra shachirim tachtem, you go and you put someone else in place, kulam yamosu, all the original ones get left to die. Rashi says, "The lo damo la l'seire harigalim." It's not similar to the seer of the ragil. The tanan behuva masnis, and we saw in the face of base the lo karvu beregel zeh. You can regel after it doesn't work in this one, but in the next one, aleilu enu reuyin ad yom kippurim l'shana. It's only good for Yom Kippur the next year. Ukvar avra la shana. It's already over the shana. Right, by regalim is to do in the same year, but by this it can't be. V'havu luhumi trumas yishana ve'elkach yomusa. If they die, k'din chatos shekapu ba'aleh, like the din of a chatos, that of the baal of the owner of this, and they're getting kapar ready. Shahol halacha Moshe misinei chamesh chatos mesos v'zu achas man. This is one of the five chatos that end up dying. So this is what happens here. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, second Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon Amrim yiru achi yistavu. What they do is they graze until they get some sort of mum, and then via machir, then you can go in and you can sell them. V'yiplu demeim l'nedava, and the money can then go and be used as a nedava, as a voluntary carbon. Shein chatas sibor mesa, because the chatas of a sibor doesn't die. Says Rashi, lo nemra halacha de chamesh chatos ela b'yachid. It's only said by a yachid, not by the rabbin. V'taymi de rishim and mefarsh b'harius of a torah is explained in those respective mesechtas. Now the Gemara explains what's the kasha. Ve'amai. Now, why, if Rabbi is really correct that the figs that the kedushas a guf of a sibor is made as a tanai that you're going to use it eventually, that if it's going to be used, so then it's it takes on kedusha, and if not, then it won't. Let's just say that Leib Bezin Mastalim. Let's just say that they made a tanai that their kedushas a guf would be al tanai that it's going to be used, and therefore they should be redeemed if they're not ended up to be needed. Right? It's just yiftu below mum, because we got other karbonos in his place. Therefore, why don't we just allow that to happen? Answer Rabba. Avudim ka'amart. Are you talking about lost animals? That's what you're bringing me? Shani avudim lo shichei. You can't bring me a riot from them, because those are not normal. Rashi zilkech lo chashuv bezin list last salam. Bezin, don't even make a tanai in them, because it's not a normal case that they're going to lose all these type of thing over here. Therefore, they never made the tanai. But Taka, he would make it tonight to make sure the things that are left over will be able to be redeemed. Hare para de lo shchicha. Body says back, that's your answer? Because in fact, it's not shchiach, therefore they didn't make the tanai in it. Hariparo would have been a para, Rashi's para aduma, lo shchicha, Rashi's b'chol yimei bayis, rishon, bayis sheni, lo aser lo sheva, they only had seven over there. Some which is not shchich, v'tanyu v'braisa, para niftes al kol psul sheba, a para aduma can be redeemed on any psul that it has, right? That is, if you set aside as a para aduma, and it becomes somewhat disqualified, you can be poda. It says Rashi, im ira shaba shum psul tifta mesa tipade. If it dies, you're able to go ahead and you can redeem it. Nishcha tipade. You can go ahead and if it gets shachted outside of the place where it's supposed to, Rashi, nishcha chutzlim koma, and you can tipade to redeem it. Matza acheres noyim and tipade. You find a nicer one, instead of it, you can go ahead and be poda this one, even if it's still able to be used as a paraduma. Shachta al gabe marachta. But if you already shachted, if someone shachted the paraduma on its maracha, on the where it's supposed to be, as it says behechsher, bahar hamishcha, makom habadukla, mikever at the home, kedam leperek basa the zvachim, which is where it was done, ein la pedia olamos, and it could never be ever be poticized. Right, so we're saying even if a nicer cow, the original one is not, the original one cannot be redeemed because it's not the right behavior. Rashi says that the me'acher she'nasas be'hechsher genai hu lotzia l'chulin. So again, to take it out to chulin. So it says here that if you have a cow as a paraduma, that's replaced with the nicer one, the original one is able to be redeemed, which means that its kedusha must have been al tanai. Otherwise, how would you be able to do that? But according to you, paraduma are shouldn't be that the tanai applies to them because it's not shchiach. Now for the Gemara, shiny para. No, para duma, that's different. The kachi bedek abayis, because it has kedusha of the bedek abayis, upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, which is kedushas damim. Rashi's klomer enim kachi mizbeach likalish kedushas aguf. The figurech niftes below mum. Bein atchich live the beizin. I don't need to live beizin for this, right? Just straight up, you find a nicer one, it's okay, no problem. Iachi, if that's really true, then you want to say that the kedusha of the paraduma is not under the category of a tanai, then mesa unishrata tipade habain and hamadaracha. How could you say that if it died it was shechted outside of its place, it's supposed to, you can redeem it? We need hamadaracha. Rashi says shetamu daragleha, it stands on its feet. The yarichena coin, and he evaluates what it is. Kedusif a hemidus of him of a coin. The Harich HaKoyin, he goes and evaluates what's going on over here. So how could it be, how could the Rishon say a dead paraduma can be redeemed if it has Kedusha and there's no Tanai in it? Like the Gemara, how money? No, who is that going with? Rabbi Shemini, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shemini. Damir Kachem Mizbeach, HaYivachal HaMadu Baracha, who says that things that are Kache onto the Mizbeach, which have Kedushas Haguf, are included in Hamada Veharacha. Kache B'dekabayis, Lo Yibachal HaMadaracha. Kache B'dekabayis doesn't fall into that category where you have to do Hamada Racha. The first place in part of the Paraduma falls into Kache B'dekabayis, and therefore even after it dies, you can do it. So that's Gemara Yir, Rabbi Shimon. If you want to say we're going to shoot Rabbi Shimon, name is Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of the Braisa, which clearly doesn't agree with him. It says Shachta Al Gabi Merachta, someone shachted it on its maracha, where it's supposed to be done, ein lapadia lamis, doesn't get redeemed ever. Ay, vatanya, olama, that doesn't work, because of Rishon, with the Rishimen, vatanya, Rishimen Omer, para mitama tumas ochlin, the skin, the flesh of a paraduma, is, of a shechted paraduma, you can't get any ana, it's going to be mitame tumas ochlin. Can give over to us Ochan and give him a Tommy something, right? Kosher, since it had a time when it was kosher, right? It was permitted to get Hana from it. I think Gemara is going to explain. Vamarishakis says, Omer Hayu Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says, Para Niftis Al Gav Marachta, that a Para Aduma can be redeemed after it was shechted on its Maracha, if a nice one is found. And for this reason, we say that paraduma has a shas hechsher, shas kosher, which is a raya that the previous price is din, that a properly shechted paraduma can't be redeemed, does not go into Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it knocks off what Rabbi said. Ella, Gemara comes with a new answer. Ella, shiny para, hoel, vidamea, yikarin. The Paradum is different. Rashi says, Lo tukmak Rabbi Shimon, v'hai dekatani matzah no'eh, that which it says that you found a nicer one, emenu, tipadeh mishum delev beza mastah, because they're mastah on it. Afagav, the lo shchicha, even the shchich, yikarin maske the tire listener. It's to do it because the money, it's very expensive. Says Gemara, al shani al par, hova dameha yikarin. Even though something is not shchiach, but it's very expensive, therefore they make the tenai on that as well. Amar mar, zakta Gemara. We spoke about paradom, but let's talk about mesa tipada. If it dies, you can redeem it. Frankly, Gemara v'chipodin, it's a kachem, l'achil, and a klavim. What do we do? We're redeeming these things in order to go to give it to dogs? Of course not. So, why does the Braisa say that we're able to go and redeem this para haduma? Right? The animal's not allowed to go and have it. And so it should be also to go out to redeem this dead para haduma. Amarav misharshia mishum ora. You know what you can do it for? For the or, for its hide. You're redeemed to use the hide, even though you can't use the meat. Frechimara vekayim abezdin. With the basin, make a tenai for the sake of the hide. That's not so valuable, right? We're talking about the value is the paraduma is so valuable, and that's why we go out and we make a tenai in it. But we wouldn't say that that would be the case of every circumstance, right? We wouldn't say that that would apply in a situation where it's just for the or. Rashi says, Mishum Atzala Porta de Dame Ora. The Gemara, Rav Kahana, Ami Inchi, Megam Launa. People say from a camel, even the ear is valuable. Meaning to say, even a small piece of something expensive is actually very expensive. And that's what this is over here. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.